afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, although it's actually a Thursday in the Packers world because they will have practice tomorrow, Saturday, prior to Monday night's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right. It's a Monday night showdown at Lambeau Field. Feeling pretty good. Feeling like the Packers are in a healthy spot, at least. Only guys missing practice today were Lucas Van Ness and Nate Hobbs. Savion Williams was back out on the field. Very promising. Possible return for the rookie to be out there on Monday night. Dontavian Wicks practiced for the second day in a row, which is promising for his potential return. But ultimately, we all know it's going to be about the Packers not shooting themselves in the foot. That is the number one thing that I'll be watching for specifically on Monday night. There's little doubt the Eagles are a very tough opponent. They are coming off their bye week. They are mostly healthy, though their center did not practice for the second day in a row earlier today. But we all saw the Carolina Panthers come into Lambeau with a banged up offensive line and lost a few linemen along the way during the game and still imposed their will on the Packers defensive front. So I'm not too concerned about what the Eagles are going to be looking like as personnel wise, even schematically. It is going to come down to the Green Bay Packers playing a clean game. And I'm not talking just turnovers, though that obviously is a huge component. But holding calls, false start penalties, illegal procedures, pre-snap stuff in general, that's how the Packers would lose this game. The Eagles are a turbocharged version of the Panthers, essentially, especially on for a defense that loves to keep everything in front of them. Vic Fangio basically started a revolution in the NFL with the too high safety stuff that you've seen proliferate all across the league. They are going to want the Packers to earn it, to have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives, which the Packers have done as far as working the ball downfield and picking up yardage and converting third downs and getting themselves in position to score. But we all saw on Sunday how they continuously shot themselves in the foot, both before the play and during the play. The Packers have to clean that up in this contest or the Eagles will make it late very, very early. Certainly a huge challenge. This is an incredibly talented team. You guys have heard me many times throughout this season already talk about this is a game the Packers should win. This is a game on Monday night the Packers can win. But as far as should win, they have to play much, much better than they had not just this past Sunday, but really over the course of the last month or so. Yes, the second half of the Steelers game notwithstanding, it's not often you're going to score three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They have to arrive with their piss hot, as the coach likes to say, and get going early. And it doesn't mean they have to hit a deep one early or have a big sack or create a big turnover early, but play clean ball, play smart football, fundamental football, and they should be able to win this game. That's where I'm at. We'll see what happens tomorrow with the final injury report as far as who's up or down. But like I said, most of the guys, frontline guys, should be playing in this game. Will be interesting to see who lines up where along the offensive line. And Rich Bisaccia, just a little bit ago at the podium there in Green Bay, saying Brandon McManus will be your kicker on Monday night. I'm not going to add anything to that. I'm just reporting the information. I think I've made my stance on the kicking situation abundantly clear throughout the week. So just know that Brandon McManus will be lining up to make those field goals on Monday night. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up in the comment sections already. Before we get going, got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Whether you're scoring touchdowns or cheering from the sidelines, ThetaCare is your most valuable partner in health. From injury prevention to recovery, they've got your back and your knees and your shoulders too. Make sure you check out ThetaCare.org for more information. All right, folks, what's going on here? Christopher, thank you so much for becoming a Care of the G Club member. I really appreciate the support. Thanks, man. Ed, how are you, sir? I respect Jalen Hurts, which is why I have no doubt that he will bounce back after the Packers dominate him Monday night. I thought they played Jalen pretty darn well last year in both contests. Certainly, he had his moments. nothing more frustrating as a Packers fan than that first touchdown he threw in the playoff game where he had, I believe it was 7 seconds in the pocket. Good God. But for the most part, both of those games, I thought they played Hurts pretty well. We'll see what their approach is on Monday night. I talked a lot about that yesterday during the start of the show. I don't expect a lot of pressure. I do expect a Rolodex of coverage on the back end, trying to keep him guessing. But ultimately, yeah, he is going to have to make plays both in the pocket and outside of it, and hopefully the Packers are up to that challenge. Marshall, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, I heard through the grapevine the Packers will hold a kicking competition in the first quarter on Monday night's game. I don't believe that's going to be the case. I think Brandon McManus is your dude, but if he misses one, who knows? We'll see. Maybe Harvest sets up, although the substitute teacher has been inactive the last two games, but maybe he'll be up and asked to kick. We shall see. Ian, how are you, sir? Can't stay long, but wanted to say go Pack go. As Nagler said on Transplants when asked, Packers are winning and Nagler's never wrong. Happy weekend. Ian, I think that's a twisting of the brand, but I appreciate it. And I appreciate the support. Christopher, thanks again, man. Hi, Aaron. More tempo from the offense, please. Most advanced metrics have Green Bay as a top five offense. Let's dictate and maximize number of possessions. Could not agree more. Thank you for the super chat, Christopher. I do not doubt for a moment that the Packers are going to come out in this game on offense with the idea of trying to be not necessarily more up-tempo as you would see in a two-minute situation, but more tempo in regards to getting in and out of the huddle. A, number one, getting the call in as quickly as possible from the sideline, but then Jordan getting out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage and snapping the ball and not having as much work being done at the line of scrimmage. I don't doubt they'll do that at some point throughout the game. That is how their offense operates. But something that we saw last year against Seattle in the wake of a game against Detroit, where Detroit was very aggressive at, you know, basically firing off the ball when that play clock ran all the way down, their solve for it, their kind of reaction with that last year was in that Seattle game, especially the first two drives or so, they got in and out of the huddle, got up to the line of scrimmage, and just snapped the football. And it was very effective. And I do think we're going to see some of that on Monday night right out of the gate. Tempo, this team trying to, as you say, perfectly dictate to the other team. So much of this season has felt like they being the Packers, especially on offense, are kind of scared of what the other team might do in both on defense and the opposing offense, opposing quarterback, whoever. Man, stop worrying so much about what the other team is doing or might do. Start leaning into what you do well and put your foot on the other team's throat. That's what I want to see. Right out of the gate. I'd love to see it, Christopher. We'll see if LaFleur agrees with us. Steve, how are you, man? My Packers mojo is shot. A W can bring it back. That's understandable. It's kind of how it works, right? You spend all week talking about this horrible loss and how listless they looked and somewhat got dominated on the lines of scrimmage. And yeah, I can see kind of losing your luster. No shame in that game, but yeah, Monday night, Packers storm out to a big win. You'll probably be thinking other things and you'll definitely get your mojo back. No doubt. Bill, what's up, man? As the late great Kevin Green once proclaimed, it is time. It is time, Bill. We got to see the Green Bay Packers rise to an occasion the way we saw them those first two games. Certainly been middling, to say the least, over the course of the last month or so. Hopefully the Packers, this extra day, reset, get up for the occasion. As we all saw, they were sleepwalking a lot of the time on Sunday against the Panthers. And let's lock in. Let's see the Packers lock in here on Monday night. I like it. Dean, how are you? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. YouTube TV and NFL tickets so I can watch the Packers from Florida. Now I need to find another service to watch our team Monday night with YouTube not caring. ABC and ESPN now. Dean, you are echoing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people across this country of ours. I can only say I am thankful that Corey Banky sends me a stream direct from Green Bay so I don't have to deal with that nonsense. But yes, it is ridiculous to watch ESPN and Google at Loggerheads, and everyone that suffers from it is, you know, a paying customer. And it's not a coincidence that this is happening right after ESPN launched their app. They're trying to drive people to their app, and so they're probably, you know, playing hardball because they know the longer this drags on, the more people are going to sign up for their app, etc. It's annoying as hell, but that's where we live in this great 21st century of ours. Complicated, what's up? Can you put a tracker on the podcast? Mark one when they snap the ball above 10 seconds. That'd be fun. Maybe we'll come up with something like that on Monday night. Raymond asks, is Micah healthy? Yes, he was added to the injury report yesterday, but LaFleur indicated that did happen in the game. Packers are just being transparent. He has practiced yesterday and today, so he should be okay for the game. How much it's affecting him, we'll find out. But he has been practicing, so he should be out there on Monday night. Joe, how are you, man? I'll take this inconsistent Packer team over the team last year that went 0-6 against top competition. Better chance to go on a run rest of the year. I was thinking about that the other day, Joe, because so much of what we've seen over the course of the last month and the inconsistency and stuff has kind of felt, to me anyway, like the 2023 team. And I share your kind of vibe check, as it were, about last year's team. You know, they obviously dispatched most of the bad teams on their schedule, but really struggled to seal the deal against the better teams. Now, I don't know how confident we are that the Packers have played that many top flight teams this year. You know, the Commanders kind of crashing out here. But I will say it's a great test on Monday night, a great opportunity to, you know, show not just the NFL world, but the Packers fans that, you know, this is the team that you want to believe in and that could go on a run. And I'm also going to say something, though, on the flip side, that is not going to be very popular, but is 100% true. They can lose the game on Monday night and still be able to go on a run in the second half of the season. I know no one wants to think like that, but it is true. It is not catastrophic if they lose. It will be very disappointing, and it will make things more difficult on the NFC ledger down the stretch, no question about it. But there's no need to go, you know, nuclear if that were to occur. That said, go win the game, you know. Andrew, how are you, man? Shout out to Chuck rocking the whole lot of ball game left shirt at Lambeau today. Always nice to see fellow Cheesehead TVers out in the world. Listen to that. Chuck's always representing. I know that. A lot of ball game left, baby. Whole lot of ball game left. Soder, how are you, sir? Rolling with Musgrave, going to force them to get a little more vertical with the passing game. Soder, I was talking about this on the radio this afternoon. I think there's an opportunity for it to do just that. I know so many folks have talked about, okay, you know, you can't just replace Tucker Kraft, and that's very, very true. But what I'm hoping this does is forces Matt and the offense to get into some of these heavier personnel groupings, 12, even 13 personnel, which they did a bit of earlier in the season, and start to use Musgrave vertically against, you know, defensive personnel that will probably be a little, you know, not as speedy, a little less athletic. Get those linebackers on the field and let Musgrave cook vertically. I love this idea. We'll see if the Packers go that route. I suspect we'll see maybe a smattering of that, but probably we're still going to see a ton of 11 personnel, lots of wide receivers, and I'll just grumble into my beer is what I suspect is going to happen. Craig, how are you, man? Nags, the good half better be the whole damn game this time. Random Packer, that guy who did that thing that one time. Go Pack, go. Craig, it's funny you say that because I was just talking to Drew and KB and they mentioned, like, could we get three good quarters this week, perhaps? And I talked about how, yes, sometimes on Cheesehead TV, we talk about the good half. Definitely done with the good halves. We need a good game. Absolutely. Abdul, how are you, man? Hey, Aaron, what gives you hope? We'll fix things. Because they have a really good coaching staff. And they have a really good group of guys, good players at almost every single position group. They're really talented. And I know Sunday sucked, man. No doubt about it. But I've seen plenty of really good teams have terrible losses in my 50-plus years of watching football. Also, I think Matt LaFleur's teams in these types of situations, in spots where big national audience, big premier marquee game, they usually come to play. And I'm not saying that it's going to be a blowout. They're going to kill the Eagles or anything like that. But I think they're going to be ready and they're going to give them a hell of a game. I mean, history should be your guide there. More often than not, these types of games, they're usually pretty good for LaFleur's crew. But we'll see. That's why we watch, right? Justin, thank you for the super sticker. Really appreciate it, man. Can we please have the substitute teacher kick for us, please? Jeremy? Not going to happen, at least not initially on Monday. Rich Bisaccia saying that Brandon McManus is going to be the kicker. So, my goodness, we'll see. Justin, thank you, sir. Thanks again for remedying my shirt situation on the shop and sending it to me last season. Justin, of course. And I hope everyone who may have experienced like some of the really frustrating delays with the shipping at our store last season, give us another shot because we have a new vendor now that handles all of that. And knock wood, that's, it's been wonderful this year. The shop has been greatly upgraded. So I'm glad you got your shirt, Justin, and I hope folks are checking all that stuff out. Oh, by the way, great podcast with Mason Crosby today. Thank you so much, Dean. Yeah, I was on the radio with Crosby and the guys yesterday. Really appreciated them having me on. Think we're going to do some more of that throughout the season. So thanks for checking it out. And if you missed it, it's available on their YouTube channel, and I've got it linked in the post section here on our YouTube channel. So you can find the link right there. All right, what else we got here, folks? Grimpy says, this reminds me a bit in 2010 when Finley broke his neck pretty much. The other tight end stepped up all the way to the Super Bowl. Let's hope for the same. I mean, obviously, you never wish injury on anybody, but yeah, I mean, this is an opportunity for guys. And never forget, you know, Musgrave was drafted first and then got hurt multiple times, which kept him off the field, which allowed Tucker Kraft to play, even when Tucker Kraft didn't look like great shakes right out of the gate that first summer into the opening part of the season. But he got to play, and the more he played, the better he got. Here's hoping that, you know, Musgrave just needs that opportunity. And hopefully we start to see that on Monday night. Jeremy, good question. What are you focusing on to stopping the Eagles offense? I talked about this a bit yesterday, but to me, you're going to live with Barkley, you know, doing some things, so to speak. He's going to get his, because the number of times you can really pack the box against this team or even send pressure are going to be few and far between. You're going to have to hold up front with good technique and the guys playing, you know, sound fundamental football, because you can't be focused on Barkley with the corners that the Packers have and the receivers that the Eagles have. You're just asking for trouble. So I think you're going to see a lot of too high shell, a mixing and matching of coverages, a kind of a Rolodex of coverages to try to just cast a little seed of doubt in Hurts's mind and, you know, hopefully get off the field on third and long where you're able to pin your ears back and Parsons is able to get after the quarterback. Because if you're in third and short, it's going to be tough, man. It's a tough team to stop on third and short. Tush push and a bunch of other reasons. It's going to be tough. This Soder, internet going to break after the Packers return that punt for a touchdown on Monday. Of course, I won't see it. Yes, your commitment to leaving the room whenever the Packers are on special teams is commendable, sir. I appreciate it. Steve, how are you, sir? Win or lose, Monday team just needs to show us something better. Totally agree that the Packers are capable of a run that can begin this week or next. Very much so. But yes, I mean, can't have another no-show, right? And I don't think they will, but man, it's going to be really depressing if everything gets built up to Monday night and we come out and they go three and out, or they allow the Eagles to just walk right down the field, or they do produce a little bit on the ground and then fumble, interception, whatever. Or even forget all that. Just they don't look energized, which they didn't against the Panthers right out of the gate. Like, that needs to absolutely change. Let's see what else we got here, folks. I doubt any of us are going to see a punt return for a TV. Smooterino keeping it real over here. I mean, you're probably not wrong. What else we got? The Packers play up to their competition, not just down to their competition. You know, it's hard to dispute that notion when you see it continuously, not just week after week, but year after year. You're not wrong. You know, definitely not wrong. Quadriga Jones from Philly, but got love for my pack. Do you think we can contain Hurts in the pocket? I think the QB run is going to hurt us. I'll say I said it a little bit ago, but I think they did a decent job in that regard last season. And it's not like there weren't opportunities, but there the few times that Hurts was able to get outside the pocket and make something happen, for every one of those, there were like two or three where they had really good contain and they knew their rules coverage wise as far as who could get after the quarterback and who needed to stay back. Because a lot of times what happens is a quarterback, especially one as mobile and as gifted and athletic as Hurts, gets outside the pocket and everyone goes screaming at the quarterback and, oh, we got to stop him, leaving dudes wide open, right? Somebody you can toss in easy touchdown in the end zone, whatever. There was a very specific play down in Brazil where they were approaching the red zone and Hurts gets outside the pocket and Keyshawn Nixon just triggers like a bat out of hell and gets, you know, right in Hurts's face and kills the play. So I think the ability is there. They just have to be disciplined. They absolutely cannot, you know, like I said, if they do see him breaking the pocket, they got to remember their rules. And I think between the two games they played last year, they did a pretty good job. It wasn't perfect. It never is. But for the most part, they did a very, very good job in that regard. And I don't doubt that, you know, that's something that Halfley will be hammering home throughout this week. Dan, what's up? I switched from YouTube TV to Hulu. Problem solved. Dan, you're a wiser man than me. Like I said, I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on that video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.